It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. I believe she is somewhere in the neutral wilds of Switzerland. And given that there's a certain amount of news taking place in Europe, she's probably well positioned to talk to us. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, absolutely. From neutral Switzerland, a lot of European news. I think one cannot escape with best will the what's happening right now in England. It definitely has an impact on them. It has an impact on all of us, and it could have really at least for the moment, it could have implication for Europe, and that's why this is basically on every paper as one of the main story going on at the moment. And as you all know, it's the Brexit. What's new basically? It's the week where the Supreme Court is meeting. In order with 11 judges, which is unusual, it's many judges, in order to decide if shutting down the parliament was lawful. Boris Johnson again repeated many times that it was in order to get his agenda organized and being able to prepare for the speech of the Queen, etc. His opponents believe strongly that this is only one more trick of his to basically silence the parliament until it is too late to do anything for a Brexit without deal. As a reminder, the Brexit date is the 31st of October, and the Parliament is going to resume on the 14th of October, leaving barely 2 weeks to do anything, which obviously is not going to be enough to really do anything substantial. So this is the big fear of the anti-Brexit people. So there are two court hearings. There is the Supreme Court, who the first time said that this is a political issue and not a court matter, they cannot rule on it. But this has been challenged by campaigner Gina Miller, who is also a famous businesswoman. And they do believe that it's not entirely true, that it's not just a political issue, but it's a real law issues in the sense of defining what Boris Johnson has the right to do or not to do in such circumstances. So this is going to be very complicated. People are going to speak on both sides. It's going to be a three-day process. And it's going to be, of course, very debatable. Also because another court, a Scottish court, found last week that the parliament shutdown was unlawful. Therefore, immediately all the opponents wanted to parliament to basically be called back. But Boris Johnson believed that one has to wait for the decision of the Supreme Court. Of course, because it was a court in Scotland and because many people in Scotland are opponent to the Brexit, there were all these talks about them not being really neutral and not and basically having their own opinion on the Brexit. Boris Johnson, though, on his hand, repeated many times that he has full trust in the judicial system and that he will wait for the result of the judges. So, of course, the dangerous thing here is that a lot is said on one side and the other, and things are not always very fairly said or expressed, because there is obviously at this point a lot of anger on both sides. On the Brexit side, because people have the feeling that the will of the people is not coming through, and on the other side, because there is the strong belief that this is actually not what English people really want. Another important meeting this week took place in Luxembourg. It was also with negotiator for the Brexit, and Boris Johnson went there hoping maybe to get some progress in the Brexit disaster, but it actually went quite bad, and I would say that there was at the end of this meeting a press conference where people were booing and screaming and shouting. Therefore, Boris Johnson decided not to speak. I think he was also maybe physically a little bit worried that something could happen, asked for that press meeting to be taken inside instead of staying outside. But Prime Minister Xavier Bettel of Luxembourg refused and instead went alone on that stage to give the results on his own, which at the end ended up to be very long, strong discourse on the Brexit, on Boris Johnson, extremely negative, extremely critical of the United Kingdom, and at times quite aggressive as well. This has been related in the press in many ways. Most of the journalists agreeing with Prime Minister Xavier Bettel and basically approving his actions, and others being a little bit more critical in the sense that a prime minister, by definition, should be able to be a little bit more diplomatic. Should be able also to not interfere so much in other countries' decisions or process or issues, so that people in England don't feel that they are on top of everything else bashed by the rest of the European Union. There is this feeling that this kind of outburst might feel good, maybe, but are not very constructive, do not go in the direction of any real solution, and actually maybe confirm the doubt that many have in England, that basically the European Union has zero intention of finding any kind of compromise. So that was definitely a press conference that didn't go so well, especially for Prime Minister Johnson. There has been also a book coming out from former Prime Minister David Cameron, who was the one
architect,
and created in a way this entire situation by allowing a referendum on the Brexit. I did not read the book, but I read what has been said about it. It looks like it doesn't really wish to take responsibility for the Brexit and the referendum. It's more a feeling of having been betrayed by his own party. And also this general feeling that it became a situation that was so complicated, so full of betrayal, so full of different agendas from different people, social media aggression, fake news, hatred of all kinds, beginning with immigrants and many others, and that all of this basically brought up the situation where England is sitting right now. This week, though, is going to be really very important in terms of future decisions, because whatever the Supreme Court decides, it must have an impact, and it will. And it's going to be really interesting to see how Boris Johnson will decide upon the decision of the Supreme Court.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.